dangerous or treacherous. We got a lot of economic data. We're obviously in earnings season. It's going to be buckle up, I think. And of course, we'll be talking later today with Mr. Dan Bird and get specifics on the stock market technicals. But I can tell you, as an economist, looking at the week ahead has me a little bit nervous. We will talk about my biggest takeaway from WealthCon. It will surprise you. I will be vulnerable. I'm actually going to share an epiphany that came to me on stage in front of over 1,000 folks. And yeah. Going to be a little bit vulnerable with you in a minute. But first, let's get into the news. What is going on? Well, look, we will talk about the economic stuff first. Coming out of the gate on Tuesday, we will get new home sales. New home sales will be interesting. These are, of course, signed contracts. What is going on? Are they still giving incentives? Did the higher rates? The question for me is, did higher rates pull demand forward or did it cause cancellations? So again, new home sales. What did happened last month? Last month, we had 662,000. Experts are calling for 670, and I will actually take the over. I will take the over. Usually what happens when rates run, it pulls demand forward at least momentarily. So I will take the over on 670, probably not by much, maybe 677, 681, somewhere in there. But again, up from last month. Rolling into Wednesday, we will get durable goods. Remember, folks, durable goods are things that typically last 3 years or longer. Durable goods are things that typically the consumers pull back on, right? You don't need a new washer and dryer. You like one, but you don't need one. You want the latest model. Now, of course, if it breaks, you go buy one. But with durable goods, it is often a replacement cycle. So again, folks, this is going to be interesting. Again, last time it was up 1.3%. The experts are expecting durable goods to be up 2.8%. Why is that important? Again, durable goods will be a contributor to GDP. We are in the throes of Q2. If we're seeing durable goods up 2.8% or more, hard to have a recession. So again, these numbers will be important on Wednesday. And why is that important? If you are still holding out hope for a rate cut, you don't want GDP to be strong. You want it to go down. And again, durable goods going from up 1.3% last month to up 2.8%. We're really getting close to calling no cut all year. So it will be interesting. On Thursday, of course, we get initial weekly jobless claims, initial claims. This is something we are watching. They are bouncing around, I think, 230-ish. Again, not a concern until it's over 300,000 and really about 300 and a quarter, so 325. We have been in the low 200s for quite a while. Thursday, though, we will get pending home sales. This will be interesting. Pending home sales. These are, again, properties going into escrow. This is going to be for, what is it? It'll be for March. Last month, it was up 1.6%. The experts are calling for flat. I think they're going to be way wrong. I think pending home sales, because again, remember, yes, we are in April, but these are March data. What happened in March? Rates went up. I'm going to guess, like I talked about earlier, pending home sales will shock people higher. Now, again, some of those have canceled. I've heard from many real estate agents across the country, their buyers did not lock in their rates, and given the violent move in rates, plenty of people have backed out. But still, I'm going to call pending home sales up, and yeah, up 1-2%, something of that nature. So again, we will see what happens on Thursday. And then Friday. That's the big one. Friday morning, 5:30 Pacific, I believe. We're going to get PCE. Again, remember, PCE, personal consumption expenditures. This is the one the Fed looks at. This is their inflation reading, and specifically PCE core. So what's going on? First, the headline number. Last month was 2.5. They are expecting it to go up. Folks, just in case you're confused, up is bad. Up is bad. So it was 2.5. They're expecting it to go 2.6. Core last was 2.8. They're expecting that to go down. Core is ex energy, ex food. So again, they are expecting core to go down by a tenth, but headline to go up. If it comes in as expected, ho-hum. But what has happened the last 5 or 6 inflation readings? They have been ugly, ugly, ugly. So again, Friday has a chance to really do some damage if we get another hot inflation reading. So again, it's going to be a very interesting week. And then on to earnings. We are starting to get in the throes of earnings, not just the big banks, but we are starting to get more and more. On Monday, I will be looking at Albertsons. It's a grocery store. What is going on with inflation at the grocery store? Then I'm going to be looking at some regional banks. Again, this quarter, I expect to be very regional bank focused, looking at Zions Bancorp and HBT Financial specifically. What is going on with reserves, loan volume, carried interest, all of those things. So again, looking at the community banks. Tuesday, we have GM and Tesla. I don't know about you, but I will be definitely looking at the Tesla numbers. Also, PepsiCo and UPS. UPS, in my opinion, is the most important earnings on Tuesday. What is going on with shipping? It is a big part of our economy. Is it going up, down, sideways? What is going on? Wednesday, we will get Hilton, IBM, Meta, and Ford. Hilton, what's going on with travel? Are we still booking ahead? Are we still taking vacations? We are getting closer and closer to summer. What is going on there? IBM, remember IBM to me is that old blue chip tech stock. To me, IBM is always a call on what the rest of the world is doing. We have a lot of very hot technology that says what's going on in the US. IBM is always my read on what is going on in the rest of the world. Meta and Ford round out Wednesday. Thursday, Caterpillar. What's going on with Caterpillar? Are we still building? Are we shelving projects? What's going on? Google and Microsoft. I think Caterpillar is probably the most important one there. But yes, Google and Microsoft. Google and Microsoft miss. Dangerous week. Remember how we opened. This is a very dangerous and treacherous week. And then on Friday, we will get ExxonMobil and Chevron. Since I'm here, let me get vulnerable for a minute. If you watch my channel for any length of time, you know I've been very proud, and proud's probably the right word, that my superpower is focus and daily discipline. While I was on stage at WealthCon, it hit me like a bolt of lightning that my superpower is also my kryptonite. What do I mean by that? Yes, I think it is really cool that I can go and create 1,000 videos on YouTube and not be monetized. I can take pride in the fact that I will do more than most. Okay, great. But Zuber, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. What do I mean by that? It's not a badge of honor to work harder or work longer than anyone else. I should have asked for help sooner. I have done so many things in my life by myself, doing my thing without asking for help, without networking with others, without getting coaching, that it's my kryptonite. What I have long thought, written about, spoken about as my superpower, it's also my kryptonite. And that hit me while I was on stage trying to get folks to see the power of networking and sharing and tracking and getting good friends. So it was, it's still uncomfortable for me to admit, but it's true. It's true. Think about it. You've heard my story if you're on this channel, right? I spent a year looking in the Silicon Valley. What moron looks for a year in a market that just doesn't work? This guy. It should have been 3 months. It should have been 6 months. 6 months was okay. That extra 6 months was wasteful. You create a YouTube channel because you want to help and create legacy. You've done 1,000 videos and you're not monetized. You might want to ask for help, stupid. This guy. So again, it probably should have been obvious sooner, but it didn't hit me until I was on stage that was my kryptonite. So anyways, little vulnerable there. Let's talk about housing. We're going to get the numbers for the week. These are the things that I am looking for. I am looking for inventory to go up. I'm looking for days on market to go up. The thing to track is listings. Listings is going to start to roll over given seasonality. So we're going to start to see where this thing goes as we exit the spring and we enter the summer. But those are the things that I will be looking for from Housing Wire, from Resi Club, from Altos Research. Those will be the things that I will be looking for. I don't know, folks, do you watch Minority Mindset? As you know, we had him on the channel a couple of weeks ago, but Minority Mindset actually posted our video on his channel. If you can do me a favor, just go to Minority Mindset today and leave a comment on the video saying thank you. You know what? Let's make it better. Let's make it better. Who would like to see him at our Vegas event next year? Who would like to see him at the Vegas event next year? Live stream with Christian and Millennial Mike Zuber, 8 a.m. Ooh, that's going to be fun. Thank you, Dion. But yes, Minority Mindset. What is the video called? It says, All Rich People Do This. So yes, if you want to see Minority Mindset at the Vegas event next February, leave a comment on his channel, on his video, asking him to come. Let's see if we can get 50 or 60 of you to comment on that video, asking him to come to the Vegas event. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Alrighty, folks, another thing we can talk about is we've got billionaires buying real estate. Remember, we talked about Blackstone. Blackstone, Jonathan Gray was making some big plays buying real estate. Now we have billionaire Tilman Fertitta. Tilman Fertitta is starting to buy as well. He bought an office building and some vacant land. Folks, it is becoming very clear that folks with deep pockets are starting to pounce. Now, again, I don't think this is a bottom in commercial real estate by any means, but it is a sign that we are close to a bottom. And the billionaires that are deploying capital right now, they do not care about a bottom. In fact, they know you can't time the market. They know it is remarkably cheaper today than it was a year ago. And they are striking when the time is right. At the end of the day, folks, why are we here? We're here to change lives. We're here to motivate you. We're here to be honest. We're here to get better each day. Part of that is recognizing folks that do the work. I'm going to give Dan his roses, his flowers, for getting his next deal. If my memory serves, I think it's a duplex. I could be wrong. I could be mixing up my stories. But Dan, congratulations on your next deal. And Gary, congratulations on your golden ticket, man. Sending out these golden tickets are amazing. It means you've done the work and you've got your first deal. Folks, again, golden ticket, first deal. Black card, next deal. You can get as many of these as you would as you get. You can only ever get one of these. So again, Gary, Dan, congratulations. Your card will go out in the mail. I guess it'll go out tomorrow because today's Sunday. Guys, take care. Like, subscribe, comment. Remember, go to Minority Mindset. The video is called All Rich People Do This. Leave a comment asking him to come to the ORAT celebration next President's Day weekend. Let's blow up his channel. Let's represent ORAT and see what happens. Thanks, guys. Take care. Later. Dion, I will see you in a few minutes, and we will do our live stream. You're amazing, man. Take care. Later.